So, looking after the body now, let's place the body in a comfortable position, whether we're seated or we're lying down. And this is a mindfulness practice with Sally Dunn. So bringing the hips right into the back of the seat, if you're on the chair, so that the pelvis is level and supported by the chair. And then see what's comfortable for the back. A tall back. The spine is lifted so that the head can rest to the top of the spine, with perhaps the chin drawn down a little. Choosing whether to close the eyes or to keep them open. And seeing what's comfortable now for the shoulders and the arms and wherever the hands feel like they can rest. So we find a pose that's comfortable and yet dignified. And even if we're lying down, we can lie in an aligned way with support under the head and the knees, resting the hands wherever is comfortable. And so we look now to set an intention for the practice. Our intention to practice mindfulness. And within this practice, we're going to look at the idea of acceptance. Acceptance of ourselves, just as we are in this moment. And then looking to your own motivation. Why might this be of benefit? And then we just notice how the breath is flowing. Just noticing the movement in the body as that breath simply flows in and out without any effort. Just noticing how the breath is in this moment. Feeling the contact of the body with the chair or whatever we're resting on, and the feet on the floor. And if the mind is particularly busy, we might just bring in the idea of equalizing the breath. Letting the in and out breath be of the same length. And using the count or a phrase, if that feels okay. and seeing if we can focus a little more on the exhalation. As we let go of the count or phrase, just feeling how it is on that out breath. Noticing what happens in the body. Perhaps a feeling of the body settling a little more on the chair or the surface you're on. Maybe the shoulders dropping a little, or the jaw. So that there's no effort sitting here. Allowing and letting the body be relaxed as it is present. Just as when the body breathes out and it relaxes, this encourages the mind to settle. Thinking, of course, will happen because the thoughts will always arrive. And we'll just notice if we get lost with those thoughts. That's all okay, because it gets to a point where, yeah, we notice that we're off with the thoughts, and that's the mindful moment. We bring ourselves back to being present and aware in the moment. So that we allow all that to happen. There's an acceptance of the fact that thoughts will keep coming. An acceptance of the fact that we'll travel off with thoughts. And then just a noticing when that happens, and we come back to where we are here on the seat or wherever we're resting. And the out-breath encourages us to notice how the body's feeling. That sense of natural weight. And contact. Even the touch of air on the hands or the face. The body helping us stay in the present moment. Body might feel relaxed and at ease, or there might be lots going on. Different sensations and pressures and discomforts. and noticing too where the body feels relaxed. In contrast to the discomforts. And just seeing if we can allow all of that just to be here in our awareness. Just allowing everything to be just as it is. And resting in this presence, our own embodied presence. And just for the next few moments, choosing to stay with the sensations in the body or the support of sound around you or the movement of breath, and just resting in your own space until the gong is sounded. bring the practice to a close. And just considering any benefits this short practice may have brought. And how these benefits may build over time, benefiting us ourselves, but also others around us, as those benefits trickle out in ever widening circles.